Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
You might have a friend who has owned their teddy bear for over 30 years. There's no fur left, there's an arm falling off, the bead eyes are hanging out. It's well loved. But for most toys, this isn't the case, and their life cycle in a home is incredibly short. My next guest, Georgia Anil, saw this and wanted to change it. She wanted to extend the life of toys and extend the joy they bring across her town of Carrigaline. Hello, Georgia. How are you?
Hello. Hi. Hi, Brandon. I'm good.
You're in Carrigaline in County Cork?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Oh, good, good. Okay, so your project is called the Toy Library.
Yes.
As in T-O-Y, Kids Toys, the Toy Library, and it's part of your PhD.
Yes.
Was it always meant to be part of your PhD, just to clear this up?
No, not really, no. At the beginning, my PhD was about trying to understand how digital platforms can help create a circular economy. And as I was studying to create my proposal, I came across the concept of the toy libraries. And I thought, oh, that's a wonderful idea. I want to build one for my village. I think I'm going to do just that.
Okay, so I love when I'm talking to someone like you. You were kind of in this unrelated but very related zone of platforms and understanding connectivity. And then you came across Toy Library and you joined the two together. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, at the beginning, I wanted to create a physical toy library, but it just wasn't possible.
Yeah.
I realized I went on a course with Rethink Ireland on how to build a social enterprise. And as I was learning how to run a social enterprise, I realized there is no way that I can create a physical toy library. It's just too difficult. There is, so much complexity around logistics and finding a place and connecting people in a physical location. So I decided, why not create a digital platform?
And of course,
what I did.
Yes, but you were an online platform researcher. You've worked for some of the biggest brands in online.
Yes.
So you've worked at Alexa, Kindle, Amazon. So you are the perfect person for this gig. Totally.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. So what is the Toy Library?
So the Toy Library is a platform to connect people with toys, with people who want toys. That's really simply what it is. It's a digital library, which means that people can take a photo of the toy that they want to give away and list it on the platform. Now, the platform is hyper-local, which means that...
Hyper-local, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
Hyper-local. It
like
means that.
That
it wants to encourage people sharing things in the same neighborhood, in the same location.
Brilliant.
So when you list a toy, you select your approximate location and people in Carrigaline can see all the toys available in Carrigaline, for example.
Okay, so it's thetoylibrary.ie is the platform, right?
Yeah.
Simple.
Yes.
So literally, if I have, say, a train set that I want to offload, tell me exactly what I do.
You take a picture. Well, you sign up to the Toy Library. It takes 1 minute. Then you take a picture and you list your toy. You select your approximate location, whatever you're comfortable with. Some people use their address, some people use their village. It doesn't matter really.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wait. And people, if it's a good toy, and most toys on the Toy Library are good toys, someone will contact you and they will ask, "Hey, can I come collect this, please?" And then you will arrange that.
So I totally get it. No money exchanges hands, is that correct?
No.
Yeah.
No. So it's completely free.
Right. Very good. Why is it important to you? Why do you want people to swap toys?
I want to create a culture of sharing. Toys are too really plastic intensive. The industry is just very plastic intensive, and their shelf life is really short. Anyone who was a child will understand what I'm saying when I say that children lose interest so quickly. It is truly not worth buying new toys all the time, and it's also not sustainable. It's not good for, from a financial perspective, it's not good for the planet. It's not good for everyone. We can do better than that. And the Toy Library wants to be that place to create that culture of sharing and that habit of sharing.
So you have an example here. Your daughter Sophia was obsessed with getting a marble run. Tell us
yes,
about that.
The Marble Run story. Yeah. Yeah, she asked for a Marble Run for like two years.
I don't have children, I have a dog. What's Marble Run?
Well, it's one of those like plastic. Okay. I don't even know how to explain that.
It's just a big plastic thing kids want. Yeah.
Okay. It's a big plastic thing where you put a marble and then the marble.
Oh, I know
goes,
it. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you know?
I do.
So it's pure plastic, and I really didn't want to buy it. And so eventually, it came up on the Doyle Library, and I thought, oh, this is the perfect opportunity. I'm gonna let her request it. So she was very excited. She requested it on the Doyle Library, and it was a fellow person who works in UCC. So I remember going to campus, collecting this Marble Run, coming home. She was delighted. She was just over the moon, started playing with the Marble Run. She called all her friends. They played for 2 days. You know, it was like the highlight of the house. Wow. And then now it's in her bedroom.
Bored.
Getting dust in a corner.
Probably.
And she hasn't used it.
Soon to be listed on the toy library again.
But
you had a bit of an unexpected effect on her as well, didn't it? The actual experience.
Yes. And to be honest, like, she is the first ambassador of the toy library. At the beginning, you know, she wasn't so sure about it. But she was small. When this all started, she was around 6. And she was like, I'm not so sure I want to give away my toys.
Yeah, of course.
But now she gives away everything. It's fantastic to see that, like, in person, in real life, how she is changing the way she engages with toys.
That's wonderful. So is there a big dream to this?
Yes.
Go on. Hit me with your dream. You've got the ears of the nation now, Georgia.
Yeah, I will say it out loud. I will say it. Well, I would love to see 3 years from now, every family in Ireland, before getting a new toy, they say, let's check the toy library first.
Very good. Very good. Well, you've said the dream. It's gone into the universe. Everybody's heard it. It's a brilliant initiative. Georgia Neal from thetoylibrary.ie if people want to check it out. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and best of luck
Thanks
with everything.
So
thank you so much. Let's take
Thanks.
A break.